C. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Greetings to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to a very special in-studio broadcast of All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today we're going to be devoting pretty much all of the show to a discussion of the interesting and vital work of the Santa Fe Conservation Trust. In a couple of minutes, I'll be introducing my guests who will be sharing some useful and very compelling information on the activities of this important institution. Before we get going with the show, I invite you to go to our website and check out all the businesses who are partners of All Things Real Estate. Now, they offer an array of very useful services and products, so simply go to www.sfrp.com, click on the radio tower icon, and then check out these stellar New Mexico companies. I also invite you to join me next Sunday when we once again will be taking the show on the road for a remote broadcast at 3237 Collier Celestial, which is located off of Route 599 in the La Mariposa neighborhood of Santa Fe. And beyond that, I also want to give you some sort of information about a change in an ad that we have in today's newspaper. If you go to the real estate section of the Santa Fe New Mexican, there is a full-page ad that Santa Fe Realty Partners puts in every Sunday. And one of the properties that is listed in that ad actually had a price change overnight, so we were unable to change it in the newspaper, obviously. It is the property that's on open house today at 4316 Cloud Dance. The property is now listed at a $25,000 reduction, which is amazing, at $315,000. So check that out. Go to the full-page ad and go to the open house today. Anyway, I'm out of sequence here, Gino. Join me for this remote broadcast I was just telling you about at 3237 Collier Celestial next Sunday. Again, that's a live remote broadcast. If you take a tour of this terrific home, you'll be able to enter a drawing for free gifts and enjoy some summertime refreshments. So come join us for the remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate. As always, we have a lot going on with the show today, and I want to start things off by getting some state-of-the-market comments from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Hi, Andrew. I know that you're up at the International Folk Art Market. How is it up there?
Well, it's pretty active today. It was very, very busy yesterday. Today is not so busy, and there's a cloud cover, so it's not so hot. So it's a good time for people to come out.
Well, we encourage everyone to do that after they listen to your commentary and after the conclusion of All Things Real Estate. So, Andrew, what do you have to share today with the listeners?
Well, I know that you're talking about easements and those type of things, and I wanted to talk about something that's similar, which is second mortgages. Second mortgages went way out of favor in this sort of credit meltdown. And they seem to be coming back and sort of inching back. They are available from certain lenders. They're a lot like easements in that they exist in the background, but it's always necessary to recognize them when you're doing a real estate transaction. I'm in the midst of a refinancing right now in which there was a silent second that was put on by the city. A silent second is a second mortgage in which there is no interest paid or interest due. But it still exists as an obligation, and it has created some difficulties because it wasn't easily recognized. So seconds and easements need to be carefully looked at when doing refinancings or purchases. The most prevalent type of second today is a HELOC, a home equity line of credit. And these are seconds that are not often used for purchases, but are used most often for refinancing. So it's a way for a homeowner to access the equity in their home. Usually they're interest only for 10 to 15 years, and then they become amortizing over another 10 or 15 years. Lenders will go as high as 85% loan to value, depending upon your credit and your credit worthiness. And the pricing on a HELOC is typically prime plus a margin, so they're variable. Today they're very inexpensive, but they can go up as rates rise because they'll be based upon prime. They're particularly useful in an increasing rate market where high rates really prohibit refinancing. Today, rates are so low that if you want to refinance and take the equity out of your house, you can do it much less expensively, and over time, much more less expensively. On the other hand, it's a way to have a checkbook on a HELOC. It's like getting a line of credit. So you can access the equity in your home at any time. And you'll only pay on the outstanding balance.
Mm-hmm.
When refinancing with a second, you need to realize that they are considered a cash-out second. So it can actually add cost to a refinancing. More often than not, people don't recognize that and get caught up in a surprise near the end when it comes to fore. At any rate, it's something that we use to help people get the equity in their house.
I'll tell you what, Andrew, we're losing you because of the wind there up at the folk art market, so that you've given us some excellent counsel, and thank you for tying it in with our conversation about the Conservation Trust today. So listen, enjoy the rest of your afternoon, and I will talk to you next Sunday, okay?
Thank you very much, Ray.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now I want to tell you about my friends at Fast Signs of Santa Fe, the sign and graphic solutions company. If you need any type of sign or graphics production, as well as wide format digital printing with delivery and installation anywhere you need it, then you have to look no further than really Fast Signs. Stop by and see Joe Martinez and his associates at Fast Signs, which is located at 720 St. Michael's Drive, or call them at 474-3551. That's 474-3551. And let Fast Signs find solutions to all of your graphic needs. Anyway, I want to shift gears, and now I'd like to welcome to the show my in-studio guests, Terry Smith and Charlie O'Leary. Terry is the former board chair and current board member of the Santa Fe Conservation Trust, and Charlie is the trust's executive director. Welcome to All Things Real Estate, guys.
Thanks. Good to see you, Ray.
Thanks, Ray. Good to be here.
Now, also joining us by phone is the acclaimed writer, well-known conservationist, and one of the original founders of the Santa Fe Conservation Trust, Bill DuBois. Welcome to the show, Bill.
Hello. Great to be here, and greetings to all of you.
Well, now, we've granted you one wish today, Bill, and that is to let you go by 12:30 today, actually 12:29 to be precise, so you can catch the 2010 World Cup final match between the Netherlands and Spain. By the way, do you have a dog in this fight?
Well, I love the way Spain plays, but it's the greatest sports event on the planet, and it's going to be a great game no matter who comes out on top.
In a previous life, Bill, I used to do World Cup soccer stuff. I'd love to chat with you sometime about that, but today we're going to be focusing on your other dear love, and that is the Santa Fe Conservation Trust. So I really want to kick off things by asking sort of the obvious question. I'm going to ask this of Charlie O'Leary, who is the executive director of the Trust. What is the Conservation Trust, Charlie, and what is its mission?
Sure. The Santa Fe Conservation Trust is a nonprofit local organization that specializes in preserving land. And our mission is we're dedicated to preserving the spirit of place among the communities of northern New Mexico by protecting open space, critical wildlife habitat, by creating trails, and protecting the traditional landscapes of our diverse cultures. So there's a lot packed into that mission statement. And primarily what we're doing is we're working with private landowners who want to see their land protected in perpetuity. So we're helping them figure out through an agreement that we put on record with the county, an agreement that essentially allows them to see that their goals are protected in perpetuity. And the community benefits in many ways from this, whether it be preserving their land for wildlife habitat, preserving it for recreation if they've got trails that run through it. Some landowners actually like to invite the public onto their property, and that is one of the conservation values that we help protect. For educational purposes as well, some landowners are actually working with other organizations around the state to help steward their land better and are using different techniques for helping to stabilize the soil and create better habitat for wildlife. And then they invite other landowners and different education organizations in to come in and see the type of work that's being done. It's sort of these little laboratories that we have on certain properties. So there's really a lot of ways that the actual community benefits from these landowners that are working to protect their property. One of the really big ways, and within Santa Fe, that people notice is if we're looking at protecting property for a scenic view, if people own a hilltop that's a prominent hill, and they want to see that actually preserved in perpetuity, then we can help them retire those development rights on the property. Sun Mountain is a great example of one property that we just helped to preserve, and there's going to be public trails on that and the protection of that viewshed.
Mm-hmm. And beyond the good works of the Conservation Trust, as you alluded to, and we'll get into this further in the show, there are very specific tax advantages to individuals that participate in the trust activity and putting easements on their property. But again, we'll talk about that further. I'll tell you what, it's a little early here, but I'm going to take a quick break here. Bill, I want you to hold on the line there. Stay with us, because when we come back, I'm going to ask you, as one of the founders of the Conservation Trust, what the primary incident was that finally launched the effort to form the trust. So stay tuned here to All Things Real Estate. I have Charlie O'Leary, who is the executive director of the Santa Fe Conservation Trust, in the studio with me, along with Terry Smith, who is a board member of the trust. Bill is on the line with us, Bill DeVries. He is actually the founder, one of the founders of the trust, and so we will come back in a minute and chat further. Stay tuned.
Now, here's your host, associate broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and today we're devoting the entire show to the good works of the Santa Fe Conservation Trust. On the phone line with us is one of the founders of the trust. We're very honored to have him with us, Bill DeVries, who actually is a well-known conservationist and writer. Bill, we're going to use this next segment to let you sort of talk about this primary incident that actually launched the formation of the trust. So why don't you give the listeners a little bit of background on that?
Well, I'd be glad to. And, you know, as Charlie was just describing, a land trust is basically an effort to save and protect and enhance the sense of place of a community. And in the late 80s, I would meet informally with a group of friends and activists in the community who wanted to get a land trust going, and we'd talk about prospects for that. But for a long time, all the elements weren't there. We didn't have really the human energy that we needed to start a new organization from scratch and really get going. And then Dale Ball came to town, and people familiar with Santa Fe will know that today we have a wonderful trail system in the town named after Dale, which is part of his legacy of conservation here in the community. Anyhow, when Dale became available, he and I talked a bit. I was then representing the Conservation Fund, a national nonprofit conservation organization, and we agreed it would be a pretty cool idea to try to get a land trust going, and the Conservation Fund would be sort of the incubator of it, taking care of the finances and co-signing some of the early easements and so forth. And Dale and I set about organizing a local board and making the filings for the IRS tax-exempt status and all that other stuff. But a key thing that happened is that at that time in the late 80s and turning to 1990, Santa Fe was undergoing really rapid growth, and there was a lot of controversy about developments on hilltops and ridgelines and so forth. And the then headlines were made with the Atalaya controversy coming on, and the land trust was organized just about the time that the dispute over Shirley McLean's home up on Atalaya sort of caught fire.
Mm-hmm.
And people like Stuart Udall were prominent in disputing Shirley's position in the press and so forth. But Dale worked quietly in the background, putting together deals to put easements on the land around Atalaya, not just involving Shirley MacLaine's property, but a half dozen or more other tracts, and built one of the most complex real estate settlements I've ever seen. I think in the end there were 16 different contracts, 16 different signers. We had to have, in fact, an act of Congress to pull it all together, because Shirley MacLaine's lot was destined to go into Santa Fe National Forest. And we had to have a congressional change of the Santa Fe National Forest boundary in order to make that possible.
Mm-hmm. So I guess just to interject here for a second, ironically, the whole episode of Shirley MacLaine's action to build something up there served as a major catalyst, which, had that not occurred, Bill, is it possible that perhaps the speed in which the trust in this easement situation was pursued might not have been quite as quick?
I think that's exactly right.
Yeah.
The controversy sort of put the trust on the map and gave it a public identity, and with that the potential to raise funds, to win new friends, to become a force in the greater community.
I wanted to sort of bring in Charlie O'Leary, the executive director of the Conservation Trust, the Santa Fe Conservation Trust. Charlie, listening to what Bill talked about as one of the founders and that particular episode that served as a catalyst, any reflections from an operational standpoint today about your view of that particular incident?
Well, we've come a long way in the last 16 years. You know, Bill, we actually are managing over 72 conservation easements right now that equal about 33,000 acres of land. So certainly helped in the beginning there, and all the good work of previous executive directors to really keep the momentum going. Sounds like things really started off with a bang. And I'm just curious, what's your sense of how Santa Fe is today as a result of the Santa Fe Conservation Trust? Maybe to toot our horn a little bit here, but I think that, you know, we talk about working in the background, and that if we're doing our job correctly, that people don't really take notice. And I just wondered what your thoughts are on that.
Well, I think that's a very apt way of putting it. The trust has always been sort of working in the background and solving problems, not shouting and screaming about the problem. And it takes lots of different kinds of attention to get those problems solved.
Mm-hmm.
And the trust contributes in its very important way. You know, one of the things that I don't think we envisaged at the beginning with the Santa Fe Conservation Trust was the importance of trails. And you asked, how has the trust changed the character of Santa Fe? Well, I think the character of Santa Fe within the city limits is really a lot different today from
mm-hmm.
what it used to be. If you just look solely at the question of trails, the
mm-hmm.
rail trail out toward Lamy, the Dale Ball trails within the town, which are not specifically a project of the Santa Fe Conservation Trust, but sort of an outgrowth of it. And trails in general, I think this has been an expansion of the mission of the Santa Fe Conservation Trust that has really produced great dividends for the community.
You know, and I have a little story to share about trails. I'm friends with some of the owners of one of the largest bicycle parts distributor companies in the country, and they're headquartered here in Santa Fe. And they have explained that it's actually quite helpful that there's such good trails here in Santa Fe in terms of their recruiting of employees, and that they really thought hard about where to open up their distribution center. I think it was about 7 years, 8 years ago when they moved to town, and actually trails played a real role there. So, there's There's also the economic benefit, I think, that the city's starting to see as a result of these trail networks.
That's a significant thing, I believe, and something that people don't necessarily equate when they think of the Santa Fe Conservation Trust, but that's a very good point, Charlie. I have one last question for you, Bill, and I know I'm looking at the clock here knowing that the World Cup is just around the corner, so I know you want to go quickly, but my message or my question to you is I'm hearing you say that when you were co-founder of the trust many years ago, where it was then, what your vision was then, and where it is today, it's really expanded well beyond what you ever thought.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. And, you know, I haven't checked the stats lately, but at the time we were getting the trust going, the formation of land trusts was the fastest growing area of the conservation or environmental movement. I think it still is today. Mm. And if you... From my point of view, I just think that every community, every significant community, needs to have a land trust in the same way that we all need to just, you know, take care of our health and our outlook and so forth. Every community needs to have an organization that is dedicated to protecting the sense of place and the quality of place mm-hmm. of that community. It really comes down to tending the identity of the place, of the community. And the Santa Fe Conservation Trust, I think, is doing a very fine job of doing that.
Bill, you are at 1229, 57, 58, 59. It's 1230. It's time for the World Cup for Bill DeBuise. Thank you so much, a renowned writer, well-known conservationist, one of the original founders of the Santa Fe Conservation Trust. Thank you so much for joining us on the show today. We're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our in-studio conversation with Charlie O'Leary and Terry Smith.
GRC, now. Here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are devoting the entire program to the good works of the Santa Fe Conservation Trust. In the studio with me today are... Terry Smith, who is not only an associate broker at Santa Fe Realty Partners, but also the former chair of the board of the Santa Fe Conservation Trust and is currently a member of the board, and the very able, very capable, very articulate Charlie O'Leary. Not that you aren't too, Terry, but you haven't talked yet, so I can't say that.
Charlie's better.
Charlie O'Leary, the executive director of this terrific institution. In the break, obviously, guys, even though the World Cup is on today, we have some people that are listening to the show. That's good. Nancy wrote to me, "Hi Ray, does the trust offer classes and or activities for the public about its programs?" Before you answer Nancy's question, thank you, Nancy, I also want to direct people to the trust and to Charlie O'Leary. If you have any questions at all about the trust, email Charlie O'Leary at charlie@sfct.org, or you can call the office. Again, this is the Santa Fe Conservation Trust. I have lots of great programs to talk about. 989-7019. So Nancy's question, does the trust offer classes and or activities for the public? What do you say, Charlie?
Yeah, yes is the answer to that. And for the technical questions, if people are interested in the details around these conservation agreements, they can just contact me directly at the trust through my email address, or feel free to give me a call at 989-7019. And we can talk specifics about easements. We do have several events throughout the summer that are open to the public, and you can also check our website for those. But primarily we're working on a couple of different star parties where we host local astronomers out in the Galisteo Basin and talk about our night sky initiatives and have a nice opportunity for people to get out and view the dark skies that are just unbelievable out there, as well as to look at some of the beautiful land in the Galisteo Basin.
And I think that Terry Smith has got something specific, because you've done those stars.
Well, I have done them, and I'm both a participant in the trust and one of the astronomers who participates in showing people the night sky. I just want to say that is an initiative that is probably unique to the Santa Fe Conservation Trust among land trusts. We believe that the night skies in Santa Fe are an inherent part of the sense of place, the sense of community that Bill and Charlie talked about earlier, and that preserving them by sharing with people how they can help diminish light pollution by being thoughtful about outside lighting and the wonders of the skies that you can see from Santa Fe is a very important piece of our work, and we really encourage people to go on www.sfct, Santa Fe Conservation Trust.org, and there is an events tab, and there is a night sky tab. So folks can get on the website and learn more about the activities that we do throughout the year.
You know what, Gino Thompson, I guess I'm going to switch gears a little bit here and speak to another unique entity here in Santa Fe, because earlier this week I had the opportunity to chat with Stephen Etree, who is co-owner of Stephen's A Consignment Gallery, about the unusual collection of things that a real estate buyer or seller can find in this type of gallery. So part and parcel with our very unique and unusual conversation today about the Santa Fe Conservation Trust, let's take a listen to what Stephen had to share with me. I'd like to welcome Stephen Etree, co-owner of Stephen's A Consignment Gallery, a locally owned and well-known institution in Santa Fe with more than 28 years of experience offering quality antiques, furniture, art, as well as estate sale and art appraisal services. Today, Stephen's going to share his thoughts on some of the unusual and unique items that he has to offer at his gallery. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thanks, Ray. It's good to be here.
Now, you've got some fabulous things that I've seen at your gallery. Again, that size of that gallery is, what is it, 11,000?
We're 11,000 square feet with over, at any one time, we have 5,500 items, more or less.
And I'll tell you, when I was in there recently, I noticed, well, there's just everything. I mean, it's art. It's furniture. But talk a little bit about some of the more unusual things you have.
Well, you know, we've got so many different categories of items that we deal with. Just one of them, for example, in silver, we deal with silver flatware as well as hollowware. One item we had was an engraved plaque that was a platter that came from the Los Alamos National Labs.
Wow.
That was signed by most of the physicists who worked up at the lab during the 1960s.
No kidding.
It was, yeah, it was quite an interesting piece.
Well, and probably a lot of them were there when they developed the atomic
weapons. That's what we found out with our research.
Yeah.
We found that out. And it was really quite a nice item.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things, like we were talking about before the show, you asked me about what was one of the craziest things we ever had.
Right.
Had to have been a mummified falcon.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, we had an Egyptian mummified falcon.
And did you sell it?
Well, heck yeah! with the X-rays to show the bird inside the wrappings,
uh-huh.
And the lab reports that show that it was actually from the period.
Now, not something that you find every day. So, how do you price that?
Well, you know, again, that's part of what we do in our business is we do research, and through research and talking with the owner. We were able to come up with an agreeable price between the consignor and ourselves,
mm-hmm.
And there's no questions asked. The buyer thought it was just a wonderful thing to own.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the most unusual items.
I imagine.
You know, as far as you'd mentioned art, we have lots of artwork, and we handle a lot of the local deceased artists who are the Cinco Pintores, and some of the artists that were part of the New Mexico mid-century modern movement, as well as the transcendental movement,
mm-hmm.
Emil Bistrom and Morang and Raymond Johnson. We're very fortunate to be in Santa Fe, where there are such a plethora of wonderful pieces of art that are available.
Wow. Well, once again, useful commentary and some unusual things to talk about here on All Things Real Estate. Thank you, Stephen Etree, for joining us. And please join Stephen and his associates at his gallery at 2701 Cerrillos Road, and then tell them that you've heard his commentary on All Things Real Estate. Thanks a lot, Stephen.
Great. It's great to be here.
Bye-bye. Back live here in the studio with my special guest, Charlie O'Leary, who is the executive director of the Santa Fe Conservation Trust, and my colleague, Terry Smith, who's a broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, but also a member of the board of the trust. Charlie, we've talked about the general operation, the mission of the trust. These are all very important things. But let's talk about specifics now. If someone was going to participate with the trust, talk a little bit about how you've actually worked with landowners and what it means to people individually.
Okay, you bet. That's a good question. The initial conversation starts with finding out where people's land is and how it may fit into the larger landscape. We talk about what their goals are for the property, and it's a pretty thorough process that can last 6 to 18 months. And what we're really trying to get at is the heart of what the landowner wants to see happen to their property in perpetuity, how to really preserve the character of that property. And then what our job is to really look at what the conservation, or what we call the conservation values, are for the property. So every agreement that we have with landowners, we have to assess what is the public benefit of putting this property under a conservation easement and encumbering it with this powerful legal agreement. And so those can be many. They can be, as we talked a little bit about before, there can be an educational component. There can be a recreational component. So those are both looking at bringing in the public. It may or may not be appropriate to actually have public access on one of these agreements, and it's certainly not a requirement. But that's just one of the conservation values that we could look at. Another one would be the open space and scenic value. Does this particular landowner have a piece of property in an area where a lot of public are viewing their parcel? If it's, you know, an iconic mountaintop or an important mesa top, this is something that we would be looking at as we look at preserving the character of an area. So open space, view shed, wildlife habitat, we'd look at whether or not there might be a wildlife corridor that crosses the property. And so we're really looking at evaluating how, by protecting this property, working with the private landowner, how the public is going to benefit. We are a 501c3 nonprofit, and we are have a public mission. And so we have to make sure that there's this public connection to what we do.
And can I just ask you, so if someone says, I mean, this is all subjective too, I have beautiful land and I know there are lots of critters that roam around here and there's great view and all that. As a landowner and someone who's proud of their property, they may feel that, but you really need to send a team out to take a look at the property to make sure that it fits specifically the objective requirements the trust has to enter into some kind of an agreement.
We do. We have limited resources and staff, and we're working on about 6 to 8 of these projects a year. And so we do. We go out and evaluate, and we have a whole committee that helps us decide which properties we want to work on. They are ranked, and so we're trying to work on the most special properties that we can find out there. The other big part of what we do is look at what the development threat is for a property.
Uh-huh.
And so if we're looking at a parcel that's, in fact, in town here and is zoned so that you could build, you know, 5 homes on the property, and the landowner still wants to build 5 homes but also work on a conservation easement, we have to kind of back up and say, well, really what we're looking at is a way to preserve the open space, and it doesn't mean that you can't have some very limited development on the property, but you really, we're also looking at what are the development rights
right.
that the landowner is willing to give up.
All right, so someone's gone through the process, you've taken a look at it, they qualify. Let's get to sort of the meat and potatoes from the standpoint of a landowner's advantages from a tax standpoint of actually having this easement placed on their land.
Sure. So because we are a nonprofit organization, we're able to receive gifts from landowners that then they can claim on their IRS tax return.
The gift being the development rights to the landowner, forfeiting the
future
ability to develop in the future.
Right.
That's the gift.
That was Terry Smith commentary. Thank you, Terry.
That's right. So we look at these properties at the sort of before and after picture. Before, what is their property worth as is? And then we look at what development rights do they want to retire. Again, if they could build 5 homes on their property and they're willing to retire 4 of those building sites, then that becomes what the economic value of that easement represents. And then they donate that conservation easement, those development rights, to the trust that we hold. They're on record with the county, but that's right, that's the actual gift.
And those are held in perpetuity.
Those are held in perpetuity.
So no one can ever come in, heirs or anyone down the road, and say, hey, I've decided I want to build on uncle's land here. That's not going to happen, correct?
That's right. And that's the real power of these agreements versus, say, covenants or restrictions that we might be more familiar with.
Right.
Because these are on record with the county, and because the trust is here to go out and monitor these properties on an annual basis, we're making sure that the terms of the easements are being followed.
Mm-hmm. And as Terry pointed out last week during our show, you have both federal and state tax advantages, credits, and otherwise, correct?
That's correct. And so through the larger the larger gift of the development rights, you're able to take federal tax benefits. And then the state has a pretty unique program here for tax credits, where you can earn up to $250,000 in tax credits and apply those to either your own tax liability, or you can sell them on the market for about 85 cents on the dollar to corporations or other individuals that may need to offset their taxes.
Did you say
$250,000.
Okay, very good. I tell you what, we're going to take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to continue our very interesting conversation with Charlie O'Leary, Executive Director of the Santa Fe Conservation Trust, and Terry Smith, who is a member of the board of the trust. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate, and today our house is actually the house of the Santa Fe Conservation Trust, and I have in the studio with me today Charlie O'Leary, who is the Executive Director of the Trust, and Terry Smith, who is a member of the board. We've been talking about the past, how the Trust was formed. We've been talking about the current situation, but before we go to what you have as newest initiatives, Charlie, I want to indicate that there are a number of people that have contacted us asking about volunteer, maybe even job opportunities with the Santa Fe Conservation Trust. What we want to do is just recommend that everyone go to the Trust website, but contact Charlie O'Leary directly. Go to charlie@sfct.org. That's charlie@sfct.org, or call Charlie at his office at 989-7019 and indicate your interest in the Trust, and he'll be able to tell you about the programs and opportunities. So some of the newest initiatives that you've got on the horizon here, what are they, Charlie?
Yeah, one that we're real excited about is the Small-Scale Agricultural Land Protection Initiative, and we're working with local farmers and ranchers who are producing meat or vegetables to be sold at the farmer's market. We've got an outreach program right now where we're looking at doing some bridge loaning with the Permaculture Credit Union here in town, because there are costs associated with putting an agreement, conservation agreement, in place on your property. There's due diligence, just like if you were to sell a piece of land. Often there's an appraisal. Sometimes there's survey costs. There's a title report and title insurance, all of these normal things that a lot of the realtors are used to working with. Those are also very necessary for these agreements. So often these landowners are land rich and cash poor, and so we're trying to figure out ways that we can reach out to some of these other folks that are really serving a very important function in terms of food security and local food production here in Santa Fe and other farmers markets in northern New Mexico. So that's one program that we're really excited about. And then we're also going through some internal planning. We did a strategic plan earlier this year, and we're rolling that into a conservation plan, we're calling it, to where we can really analyze through geographic information systems and looking at prioritizing different parts of Santa Fe County, and the counties that surround Santa Fe County, which is essentially our service area. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at how we can be most effective. And I think going back to one of the comments Bill DeBuise made about a local community, a community needing a local land trust, we're really trying to get back and serve that function and make sure that we can be the eyes and ears for the community and connect different public agencies and different conservation groups that are, you know, really working together to try to make this a great place.
Well, and part and parcel with that, you've been sitting very quietly over in the corner there, Terry Smith, my colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, but I want to ask you a direct question. You're a member of the board. You're actually the board chair of this fabulous organization. You've given a lot of your time, energy, heart, and soul to it. But as a realtor, as someone who's in the profession of real estate like me, what does the trust mean to you?
Well, thanks, Ray. A great question. I often get a giggle when I mention to people that I am both a realtor and a land conserver. There's always been a sense that those two things are incompatible.
Right.
I frankly think they are totally compatible, particularly in a place like Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
Bill DeBuise mentioned, and Charlie has mentioned, the sense of community, the sense of place that makes our community special. And I have believed for a long time that many of the factors that draw people to Santa Fe are cultural and are arts institutions and the multicultural nature of our community and so on. But a lot of what draws people here is the natural beauty of the place, the sense of long views and big skies and so on. And so I believe that preserving the values of this community and what it is that brought many of us here into the future is just plain good for the real estate industry.
Yeah.
We can balance development and conservation. Ted Harrison's Galisteo Basin Preserve is a good example. He has the rights to about 13,000 acres that he could develop. He's developing about 500 acres of that, and the rest will be put under conservation easement with the trust in perpetuity. So you have a 12,500 acres of preserved of some of those beautiful land in the county as you go down the hill toward Galisteo. So I think it is both possible and, in fact, necessary that the real estate community be as supportive as possible of efforts to conserve open spaces and to build trails that connect our communities and so on. So as a realtor, I think it's good for business.
Yeah, no, it is, and we're lucky to live in a community that has that philosophy, I think, among the real estate community. We've got about 5 minutes or so, Charlie, before we have to conclude with some remarks from Terry. So in 5 minutes, what do you want to leave with the listeners today about the Santa Fe Conservation Trust?
A couple different things that just sort of popped in my brain as I was listening to Terry. You know, in terms of working with realtors, I think that you guys have critical relationships with landowners that that we want to work with, because the work that the trust does, as we talked about earlier, it's kind of quiet and in the background, and it really requires some education of landowners and, you know, different land professionals. But we're really about trying to make connections with these you know, gatekeepers to some of the larger parcels of land and folks that really do have a land ethic. And so just as a, you know, as a quick aside, that I think that, you know, it's not incompatible at all to be talking land conservation and real estate. And we're also seeing actually sales of properties that have conservation easements on them really holding their value, and people come in from out of state. We've seen this a lot in Colorado, but also in New Mexico, that people who are buying larger parcels, they want to know that they're going to be preserved.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are encumbered with these conservation easements, in many ways, they like that. And they know that they're going to, you know, what they're getting is what they're going to be able to keep.
Mm-hmm. Again, I want to invite everybody to check out what the Santa Fe Conservation Trust has to offer to them. By going directly to Charlie O'Leary, the executive director. Go to charlie@sfct.org. That's charlie@sfct.org. Or you can give Charlie a call at his office at 989-7019, 989-7019. And last week, Terry, on the show, you were talking about a little map that people could maybe get their hands on. Charlie, you want to share
that with Charlie?
You bet. We've actually got some really nice trail maps in our office, and if you'd like to drop us an email at info@sfct.org, let us know that you heard the radio show. We'll be glad to share a map with you.
And these are very nice maps. I mean, this is worth your time. It's a simple email. Again, very slowly, that was info@sfct.org.
Yep.
And if you send that email to that email address, you guys will automatically mail out a map, right?
That's right. Just let us know that you heard us chatting on the show today, and we'll send you a map. It's actually very nice. It's of all the foothills area of Santa Fe. It has some of the Forest Service trails on it. It's laminated. So if you'd like to hike and like a map, be glad to send you one.
Mm-hmm. Any last remarks here before I turn the podium over to Mr. Smith for some concluding commentary?
Just wanted to thank you for giving us the opportunity to come in today. It's been very useful.
And I invite everybody to really check out the fabulous events that this organization has. The Dark Skies Initiative and other things are really driven towards the public, and they're fun. I mean, it's not all this dry and bland stuff that maybe some people think, like easements and all that. And
That's right.
I mean, there is fun associated with the Santa Fe Conservation Trust.
That's absolutely true. You know, it's easy for me to get sort of bogged down in the technical aspect of what we do, because it's in perpetuity, and so we're very careful about how we work on
it. And any lawyer will tell you that perpetuity is a very long time.
It is a long time.
Are you a lawyer, Charlie?
I'm not.
Oh, okay. All right. Nothing wrong with lawyers, by the way. Lots of them listen to the radio show, and they're very good in real estate. I want to shift over to Terry Smith, my colleague. Terry, you have some very compelling and interesting commentary you want to share with the listeners. Go ahead.
Well, thanks, Ray. I just wanted to re-address or underscore the kind of spiritual aspect of the work that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I do so by referring to a wonderful letter that Stuart Udall, whom we lost in March, as everyone pretty much knows,
right,
wrote to his grandchildren, mm-hmm, essentially charging them to a life in conservation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite beautiful. And Stuart, by the way, I think Bill mentioned this, was a founder of the trust.
Yes, he was.
One of the initial founders.
Yeah.
In writing to his children three or four years before his death, the concluding two paragraphs of his letter are quite lovely. He says, "Whether you are a person of faith who believes the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, whether you are an individual who has had mystical experiences that link you to the network of eternity, or whether you are a fervent conservationist who wants to leave a legacy for your progeny, the earth needs your devotion and tender care. Go well, do well, my children. Support all endeavors that promise a better life for the inhabitants of our planet. Cherish sunsets, wild creations, and wild places. Have a love affair with the wonder and beauty of the earth."
My goodness.
And I think Stuart summed up what motivates the trust and others who work with it and around it.
Excellent way to conclude the show. I want to, again, thank Terry Smith for those very nice words. Terry Smith, a member of the board of the Santa Fe Conservation Trust, Charlie O'Leary, the executive director of the trust, for all useful information that you've shared with our listeners today regarding the good work of the trust. I want to have you back on the show again, Charlie, okay?
Great. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Gino Thompson, my producer, as well as Kate, Melissa, and Phil back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a fine program. Thank you for tuning in today, and please know that I would love to help you with your own real estate needs, so give me a call at 989-8900, and please join me next Sunday for a remote broadcast of the show from 3237 Celestial. That's actually Collier Celestial. So until next Sunday at noon right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.